Blog Talk Radio.
Spiritual Talk Radio. I'm your host, Psychic Medium Michael, and I appreciate you tuning in today. If you'd like to be a part of the program, you can do so by calling this number, 516-418-5997. There's a whole bunch of people before you, but just try to get in and hopefully it works out. Let's take some calls. 312, you're on air with me.
Hi, Michael. This is Karen calling.
Hi, Karen.
My question is, I had been promised a job by a man that worked at a church, and he informed me that he was not able to give me the job. And I think his sister also works there, and I think his sister had something to do with this job, with the reason why I didn't get hired. I don't know if you have any insight on that.
Okay. The first thing I'm feeling with that is a bunch of conflict. I mean, it just seems like nobody knows what's going on every once in a while and stuff like that. But I don't see you being around these people. I think that's probably your best that something else will open up. Because you're going to be okay. I know you're worried about finances and stuff like that. But, I feel like you're going to get another job really quick, so.
Okay, yeah, I have a temp job that I'm going back to on Monday.
Okay, right.
But do you see me being there for a couple weeks? I'm replacing somebody that's out sick.
Yeah, you'll be there for a couple weeks, yeah.
Okay, and then after that, something will come up?
Yeah, something else is going to come up, something more permanent. And benefits and stuff that you need. So, yeah. So in a way, this is a blessing in disguise because it's moving you on to a different place to where you can work a little better.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. So much. Thanks for calling in. All right. Bye-bye. Okay. Let's go. Hold on. The switchboard does not want to work right. Okay. Now we're going again. 610, you're on air with me.
Hi, Michael.
Hello.
How are you? Hello.
Good. Hi. How can I help?
Hi. Yeah, I had a question about career. I'm currently unemployed. I am employed at a job, but I'm looking for something better. And
okay.
I've put a few things out there, nothing yet, and I continue to look. And I wanted to see what you're picking up from me.
Right now, I would do what you're doing. Maybe get some resumes out, things like that. Just keep putting that hook out there to catch some fish. And I feel like you're going to, get a better job. So I know it's scary right now, but I think the things will work out for you.
You see, like when I'll be finding something.
Yeah. Looks like at the end of September, so by October. It doesn't mean you're going to be without money, you know, right now, but it just means that something else is going to open up for you.
Right. I mean, don't
okay.
get me wrong. I am grateful to have a job right now, so.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's a blessing in disguise, but it's not where you're going to be all the time. So something more permanent is coming into your life.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. You have a great day. Bye-bye.
You choose the best.
Let's go with another call as soon as my switchboard will allow that to happen. 916, you're on air with me. Hello. 916. Let's go with 346.
Hi,
hello?
How are you?
I'm good. How can I help?
Yeah, I just wanted to know, when do you see me getting a job offer? I've been trying to find a job, and I'm just trying to figure out when you see me getting a job offer.
Spirit's telling me 2 weeks, so that would probably be the middle of September. So.
Oh, wow, that's good.
Excuse me?
That's a lot sooner than I thought.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes things move faster than we want them to. But I feel like you're going to be a perfect fit. I don't know what job you're getting, but I know that you're going to be a perfect fit for it, and you're going to be there for a while. So, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. You have a great night. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
Bye. All right, let's go with 806. You're on air with me. Hello.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How can I help?
Really liked the song in the beginning, by the way. I wanted to know. Yeah, I did. It was cool. Do you see me doing my relocation to Colorado or California?
Colorado. You should be making that move later part of May.
Okay. Sounds great.
Yeah, so yeah, it's Colorado. You've been going back and forth, but I really feel you're going to be a better fit in Colorado.
Okay, and maybe down the line, California, but I just felt maybe that one still had some formulation to do.
Yeah, yeah, it's not ready for you to step into that job. So.
Okay, awesome.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I appreciate you calling in. You have a great day.
You too.
Bye. All right. Let's go with 631. You're on air with me.
Yes. Hi. My name is Suzanne. And when do you see a boyfriend coming in?
Middle of May. Looks around about.
God, not until next year in May?
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing. Yeah.
Oh, all right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Sorry. Have a good life. Let's go with 785. You're on air with me.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how can I help
Carissa.
You? Hi.
I'm wondering about my love life. I just have a lot of people that are interested in me, and maybe I'm not
right.
so interested in them. I don't know. So
right.
there's one person that I am interested in, but we're not really speaking very often or as often
okay.
as we used to be.
Could you give me just his initial of his first name?
B.
B. Okay. Thank you. Yeah, I feel like that for some reason he's just pulling away from you, but I feel like that he's interested in you, so it should work out, I would say, you know, a couple weeks, things like that, around September.
So you think that he is interested in me? though we're not.
Yeah, I think that he's, I don't know what's going on for real with him, but, you know, I feel like that things need to settle down. I just feel like his mind is just full of stuff, and he doesn't know what to do with it. That's what I'm picking up on him. So that's why he's not, you know, paying attention to you as much as you would wish. But I feel like that he will contact you, and things will work out better for you as you go into the end of November. So, okay.
Okay, well, thank you.
You're welcome. I appreciate you calling in tonight. You take care of yourself. All right.
You
bye-bye.
Too. Thank you. Bye.
Okay. For the first time since we went on air, we have open lines. If you want to talk to me, you can get right in. So let me give you that number. It's 516-418-5997. Again, the call number to the program is 516-418-5997. Okay, let's take a little break and we'll be right back. Okay, we're back. That's a good thing, I guess. I don't know. Things are just really moving in my life at the moment. I think that Spirit's really talking to me about some things and some things for the show, for you to help you more. So that's going to be working in, about the end of September. There might be some changes to the show. But it's not going to change majorly. It just maybe some of the content will be a little different. Don't know what to say. I feel Spirit really strong. I don't know exactly what's going on. Why don't we do this as a group? Why don't we close our eyes for a minute or two? Let's just close our eyes. And let's take a deep breath in through your nose. Breathe out in your mouth. Breathe in again. Very deep as you can breathe. And then let it out. And just feel that presence. I just felt like an angel just like flew by me. Because they're around us all the time, trying to help us, take care of us, and direct us in the right way. So we appreciate that. I'm picking up a name because I'm a medium as well as a psychic. I'm picking up a name and it's Roger. Would have passed 5 years ago, 5 years. And just wants to say hi, he definitely is here with us, and so we just need to focus on that. Okay, let's Let's go with a call because I think I haven't talked to this person tonight. 914?
Hello?
Hi, you're on air.
Hi, thank you for taking my call, Michael. I was wondering, I'm writing this project that starts with the letter W. I was just wondering if you see it being well received.
Yeah, it's going to be good. Yeah. It's really
thank
actually
you.
Going to impress. Yeah, it's going to really impress people, too. But I definitely see it working out for you.
Thank you. Might you see a time frame of when it's getting underway, like really getting out there?
Yeah, I would say a couple months. Put you about November or something, about the first week in November.
Oh, wonderful.
Okay. All right.
Thank you so very much. God bless you.
You're
thank
welcome. You have a good night. Bye-bye.
You as well. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. If you just want to listen to the show, I actually need you to do something because right now all the lines are full of people listening on air. So could you push your ones again? And that way your little hand will go down and I know I talk to you. All right. But I don't know. I know there's a lot of stuff going on in the world right now, you know, that might have you on the edge of your seat wondering what was going to happen next. And, you know, I believe that everything's going to be okay. I do feel like that there has to be some changes, but I don't see World War III or anything like that. So we just have to trust spirit as we, you know, take every moment, you know, that spirit gives us to do good in the world. So we're going to go ahead and close out for tonight. Let's see. Today's Friday. I will be on air tomorrow, same time, 10 o'clock. It seems like it's working out for you and it's working out for me. So we don't want to change a whole bunch of stuff right now. So you guys have a great day. I appreciate you so much, and I love all of you, so just know that. I'll talk to you again tomorrow or sometime in the future. All right, bye-bye.